on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-655-6088. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-655-6088. That's 1-800-655-6088.
This fall, make Rip City a part of every Missouri game. Owner Greg Mathis and daughter Jessie really have the best St. Louis-style barbecue restaurant in the metro area. Award-winning barbecue baby back ribs, juicy St. Louis-style spare ribs, barbecue pork steaks, chicken, and more. Then after dinner and a Tiger win, sit back and enjoy Rip City's fresh homemade pies. Rip City, real barbecue. Great ribs. They're on Manchester Road, east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. For more, go to ribcitystlouis.com.
The Scottish are coming. The 2015 Scottish Games are Friday and Saturday, September 25 and 26 in our new Chesterfield location. The Masters World Championship, including the iconic Caber Toss, featuring 2 days of more than 150 athletes from around the world, two Friday evening concerts, more bagpipers than you can shake a claymore at, Birds of Prey, Scottish folk and rock music all day Saturday, sword fighting, and much more. Visit stlewis-scottishgames.com for more information.
Reliable radio communication.
Yes, it's the only way we know how to do it. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 15th edition, 2015. I did that for the lady who called today. What was her name? First time caller. And she said, you never give the year. So there you have it. 2015. Really? Yeah. Uh-oh, you know what it is? It's 9-15-15. Now she'll call in and go, what'd you do that for? What'd you do that for? Hey, we don't know. We just do things. We don't know why we do them. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where they'd like to give you $100 if you move your car loan over there. I'll tell you how that works after we do this.
Hey!
At the 1956 Gates Control Board... Peon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I don't even know if there's a brand or...
Gates was a brand.
Gates is the only brand I know over the years.
A6000 over here, whatever that is.
A6000. At the A6000 control board.
That's pretty impressive.
Man.
Here's how old it is. They're now on the A40,000. This was the sixth version of it. Here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are with Steeple Nicholas. And if you are looking to have created specifically for you a long-term investment plan with long-term historic returns, they can help you create that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Happy birthday to my sister, Lisa. It's her birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, Lisa. Why didn't she make you a German chocolate cake? Because who would want to compete with Nora?
No. Nobody. She couldn't compete. But this is her birthday, my sister's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Birthday.
You should have made her a German chocolate
cake. Yeah.
You should learn how to make it from that Nora. Seriously, get the recipe.
I'll try and get a recipe.
Do it until you get it right, and then bring some in here. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. What a great job he does. And as you can hear, he loves his work. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Ratboy had me come out to his place yesterday. He's experimenting with a special strain of bees, like a hybrid bee that he is breeding. and they go to their hives, and then when you go to scrape off the hives, you don't get honey. What do you get?
Cheese.
They're called cheese bees.
Oh.
And he thinks he's got something here where no more making cheese from milk products. The cheese bees, like they make honey, make me. If this works, you're on to something. I think you got something. Give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
This cheese from the bees, cheese bees?
Cheese bees.
This cheese from the cheese bees is the bee's knees.
I need to say that. Now, how would you know an old expression like the bee's knees? Because that's from the 20s
or
something.
And why is that even a...
You're an old person in a younger body. You really are. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. But before that, I know a lot of you would like to hear my wife snore again. Okay, I'll be happy to provide that for you. Here we go. That's the ocean. We have like the sound effects machine by the bed. This is recorded this morning at 12:30. I'm waiting to hear. Here we go. It gets louder and louder. That is a human being.
That's sawing logs. Right?
That is my wife. Yeah, the expression. Oh, here comes a good one right here. Yeah. Now, don't email me and say, how cruel and gross. Why would you air the sound of a dying calf? No, that was my wife snoring last night. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They'll give you $100 if you move your car loan from wherever it is, assuming it's not at First Community Credit Union. If you move it over, they give you $100. You may say, well, there must be some sort of there are strings attached. No, there really aren't. That's it. $100 for moving your loan over. Here's what I think they're doing. It's worth $100 to them to get you over so that you can see how they do what they do, so that you can see why this is such a great place to bank. That's just the beginning. Oh, and when you move the car loan over, in addition to the $100, you're probably going to be getting more money than that because there's a very good chance you'll get a lower rate than you're paying now. What is your car loan rate right now? All of you, what is it? You don't know. See, you don't even know what your rate is. You know what the payment is. Well, if you can get a lower rate, your payment goes down. So it's a very good chance that in addition to the $100, you've got a lower car payment. How great is that? And I think that right there is enough to get most of you to go, let's just move all of our banking to First Community Credit Union. I invite you to do that. I'm sure the banks don't appreciate it, but hey, I'm not working for them. I'm working for the place where I do my banking, all of it. First Community Credit Union, now with 42 locations. They just continue to grow. That's what happens when you do things better than other people. You get bigger. And as you get bigger, you get even better. Great competitive rates, terrific service. Please think about becoming a member, as we are. First Community Credit Union, proud sponsors of the yard sale, which will not be heard this Saturday morning. I'm sorry. It's off the air this coming Saturday. It'll be back the 26th. You can thank Mizzou football. Don't blame me. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. From downtown St. Louis.
Baton Rouge.
From Baton Rouge. Edit that out.
Okay.
From Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limpress and the all. He asked me to introduce him as the all Cajun Orchestra today. The all boy Cajun Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. They don't have Laclede Cab, sadly, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but we do have it here, and it's a great app. It's free. It's STL Taxi. Please download it. You'll be glad you did. And now from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, here is Bill Clevelin.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
You know, after you mentioned the Cajun accent, and I started trying to pay attention to people, and a lot of people here in Baton Rouge simply don't have that accent because I think, like a lot of cities down here, there are a lot of transplants. There are a lot of people who did not grow up here.
And I think it's a certain part of Louisiana where they have that Cajun talk.
Yeah, we had this conversation at lunch with some folks, and you're right. There are a lot of people who are, I think, just little pockets. They really, really have it bad. But here in Baton Rouge so far, haven't really noticed a lot of people with that really thick accent.
Now, beignets, is that just New Orleans, or is that's a New Orleans thing, right?
I think that's New Orleans.
Have you had one?
I have not yet.
Oh man, they're good.
What is it?
It's a dessert. It's a pastry. A beignet.
But you guys will be so proud of me. You all know what a finicky, picky eater I am. And so today at lunch, I met with a guy. His name is Jay Ducote. He was on this TV show on the Food Network called Food Network Stars, and he came in second place. He's a huge deal here in Baton Rouge. Really nice guy. And so we talked about the Louisiana food and stuff like this. So I'm just going to tell you some of the things that I tried today. Some of you may be impressed, maybe not impressed with any
okay.
of them, but for me, it was a big deal. Huh. All right, alligator. Had some alligator today.
When I had it, it was rubbery. Did you like it?
I did like it. It was not rubbery. Maybe that has to do with where you have it. Did you have it down here?
I had it in Florida. I didn't like
or how it was cooked.
Maybe I need to go to Baton Rouge. You
know? It was very, very good. All right, boiled shrimp. I had not had that before, honestly.
Well, hold it.
Hold on.
You've never had boiled shrimp?
Nope.
Isn't that the way most people have it, is boiled?
Yeah,
I have not had shrimp, like, period. Like, I had, like, maybe one time I had some shrimp. I couldn't tell you.
Boy,
that.
You are finicky.
How can this be?
He's a finicky eater. Okay, maybe you don't understand what a picky eater I am.
So if you've never had it, why did you break down and have it now? Because you're there?
Oh, yeah, we had peer pressure, I think.
Right, was it boiled and then chilled with the cocktail sauce?
No, there wasn't any cocktail sauce. They had some other type of sauce they put. I just ate it plain. I thought it was good. Had barbecue shrimp, crawfish, and listen to this. I can't believe I actually ate this. In fact, I had two raw oysters.
Oh.
Not a big fan, but I do like oysters Rockefeller.
What is that?
Well, it's not raw. They're kind of baked, and they get some cheese on them. But did you like the raw? Raw oysters are like a big load of snot.
Yeah.
No, it's like That's what it looks like, or like the remnants of an eyeball that's been crushed or something. It's very strange.
It's
but
disgusting.
It was, you know what? It was just okay. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It was, it was all right. These people down here, man, they love oysters.
They slurp them down out of those shells.
Did you like the crawfish?
Say it again, Dan.
Did you like the crawfish?
Yeah, I thought the crawfish was good. That's another thing that people down here, they make it in just these
quantities. Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the problem, though. You don't get anything out of it. It's so little meat, you got to eat like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, and did you suck the head, too? They tell you.
Yeah, we can't talk like that.
Yeah,
we
I don't go for that.
Edit that out.
Okay.
Yeah, they do that in St. Louis.
What else did you have? They're beans and rice, I guess.
So those are sort of the things that I tried today at lunch. And then I went to Louisiana State University. I'm not a college football guy. I don't understand it. I don't follow along with it. But Louisiana State University, LSU, huge down here. Every place you go, they have some sort of reference to this tiger. And they call him Mike the Tiger. Have you heard of Mike the Tiger?
I have not.
Okay, so Mike the Tiger is, I believe, one of only two live college mascots, and Mike may be the only one that actually lives on the campus. So you walk to the stadium, and you look to your left, and you see this multi-million-dollar outside habitat where this tiger lives. And people will, from class to class, they'll walk by, and they'll wave to Mike the Tiger, and he's got a waterfall and a big pool, and so what they'll do is they'll bring him to games. And so how it works is they back up this trailer, and if Mike decides he wants to get in the trailer, they bring him to the game on game day. If he decides he wants no part of it, then they don't bring him. I think last year he didn't go to any of the games. But in previous years, of course, he went to maybe half of them.
SIU Edwardsville had a cougar years ago. Do they still have a live cougar?
I don't know if they do or not.
It's a little more tame than having a tiger, I guess. Yeah.
It was very, very interesting, but it was very interesting to watch as parents would bring their kids by to see the tiger, and it's just like a part of the fabric of the culture down here. They love this tiger, and it's like the fifth Mike the Tiger they've had, but very interesting to watch that go down.
Right.
But I got a couple other stories I'll share with you tomorrow that I really enjoyed. I think you'll like. But
sounds like a pretty interesting. I know nothing about Louisiana. Went to New Orleans once, and that's all I know.
So. Yeah, people are great. People are very nice.
All right, we'll learn more tomorrow. Sign off.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown Baton Rouge, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Got it.
From Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He gets around, Bill Cleveland. Another reminder, I'll do this off and on. Thank a cop. You get a chance, you see a police officer in a convenience store. On the side of the road, thank them. Just thank them. Good idea. I saw my first leaves falling yesterday. I hate that. I hate that. I know people. I love fall. They say I don't like it at all.
I like fall, but I know what's coming next.
And that's why you can't enjoy it. I've said this before. It's the reason you can't enjoy Sunday evening, because you know Monday's coming the next morning. And to me, fall is the Sunday evening of the seasons. So I saw the first leaves fall, and Dan, a while ago down the hall, before we went on the air, he said something about cutting the grass. Did you see you had to cut the grass today?
Yeah, I cut the grass
and
today.
As soon as you said that, I haven't cut the grass in 30 years. I haven't pushed a lawnmower in 30 years. But I remember as a kid and even as a young adult, I loved to cut the grass. And the reason I loved it was I liked the smell of it, and I love the smell of gasoline. I love the smell of gasoline.
I do, too.
And this electric car business bothers me because Porsche just announced that in about 4 years, 3 years, they're going to have to compete with Tesla, an all-electric car that's very fast, I'm sure very expensive. I would never be interested in buying that. The thought of not hearing a motor or ever smelling gasoline, I don't like that idea. I like carbon footprint. Yeah. I like burning gas. I do. I love the smell of it, too. But I used to cut grass, and then when I was 15, I had a regular group of houses, and I was the guy to cut their grass. And I'd go house to house, and have a little gas can with me. And there was a little kid, and his name was Philip Dennison. I was 15, and he was like 12. So I was like the big guy. When you're 12 and a kid who's 15 talks to you, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because most 50, get out of here, kid. But Philip and I were good buddies, and he said, when you aren't cutting grass anymore, could I have your customers? And I said, sure. So when I got to be really grown, like 16,
I got
a job in a store.
Started to think about retiring.
Yeah. So I didn't cut grass anymore. So I took him around and introduced him to all my customers. I go, this is Philip, and he'll be cutting your grass. He cut grass for 1 week, and he hit a piece of a coat hanger, the metal coat hanger, and shot it through a girl's leg.
Oh.
And he could never cut grass again. It shook him up so badly because she bled. I've never seen so much blood because I heard him yell. It's a small little neighborhood, and I heard him yelling, screaming. I ran over, and the mower shut down, and here she is gushing blood, and they rushed to the hospital. And she had a piece of the coat hanger. It just like a bullet went right into her leg.
Man.
And he never cut grass again. He couldn't do it.
Wow.
It shook him up that bad as a kid. And then the other, when you talk about cutting grass, the other story, and I've mentioned it before, our next-door neighbors had moved there from Ohio. They were Yankees because we were in Tennessee. And Byron, the son, who was about 16, was cutting the grass, and his dad, Ted, it's amazing to me how you remember from your childhood names. I can't remember lots of things, but I remember this stuff. Byron is cutting the grass, and his dad, Ted, is at the barbecue grill. Again, little neighborhood, everybody's always outside at the same time,
yeah.
And you're 30 feet from your next-door neighbor. Hey, Ted, how's it going? I heard Ted, the dad, scream, and I looked over when I heard the scream, and he has his hands up to his face, and his hands are covered with the blood that is gushing out of his eye socket.
Oh.
His son hit a rock and shot him right in the eye.
Oh.
Lost his eye.
Wow.
That quickly, you go from being a regular person with great vision to having one eye. And it destroyed his eye. And he had on glasses. It went right through his eye like a bullet, put
Man.
A hole through his glasses. I'll never forget that. Lawnmowers used to be far more dangerous than they are now. They didn't have all the covers and flaps and protection. They just shot stuff all over.
Oh, I know.
Out the back, out the side. So I got a lot of grass cutting memories, but I still love the smell. Somebody's just cut the grass. What else? I'm going to do some checking into Angie's List. I'm just about fed up with Angie's List. And you people that think Angie's List is some great reference or some source for somebody to come work on your house, I'm going to do some digging. Because I talked to another business owner just yesterday who is so upset with Angie's List. From what I can tell, Angie's List is nothing more than a bunch of extortionists. And if you pay them, you get on the list for people.
I've only heard about that the last couple of years of this thing
I think it's a complete scam.
I don't know much about it.
I think Angie's List is. I'm gonna do a lot more checking, and I'll get back to you on this Angie's List thing. But it's about time I think somebody blew the cover off this Angie's List mess. I got an email this morning saying, what's the name of the guy at the lake that checks on your property? Because here we are almost fall. I'll do this again. His name is Lance. He's in his late 30s. He has a baby on the way. He is a hardworking, at least in my opinion, honest, dependable guy. You folks, thousands of you who have places at the lake, you need somebody to check on it, to report back to you, to get something ready if you're going down. Turn on the water, turn off the water, get the boat ready. This is the guy trying to build a business. If you have a place at the lake and you're interested, go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. He's not a sponsor. He doesn't pay me. I'm just trying to help him. But he's worked for me for a long time, and he works for other people, and he's just trying to build his business. And you'll see a thing on the sponsor page that says, who's watching your place at the lake? And his info is right there and phone number. So feel free to call him and, you know, let him know how you heard about him. That would be nice. But again, he's not an advertiser, and he doesn't pay me anything, but I think you'll be glad you found him. Good. It's hard to find any more really good, dependable, honest people, and he is one. There's a town in Alabama. It's called Dadeville, Alabama. They are considering, the city council is considering banning short shorts and miniskirts on girls.
What?
I think this is a great idea. Nothing disgusts me more than seeing girls, young women, with short, little shorty short shorts, as Larry the Cable Guy would say, and miniskirts.
Like those Daisy Duke shorts?
Yeah. Stop it, Dan. Oh. The thought of it is disgusting to me. They said, I think, one of the city council members said, I think for girls with these shorts up so high, looking like it's underwear, and their dresses so short, we have to put a stop to this, just like we do the baggy pants. Well, I couldn't agree with them more. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's distracting. Let's end it. Let's end it everywhere, not just Dadeville, Alabama.
Was this a guy that said that he wanted to end it?
No. Stephanie Kelly. And I'm wondering what she looks like.
Yeah.
I'll say no more. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
You notice you never hear anybody get up and rail on sexism who's good looking.
I know.
They're never good looking. We've got to put an end to this whistling at women and say, yeah, well, it's never happened to you. That's why you want to put an end to it. I'm going to tell this joke because Peon reminded me of it with the potato guy and his, and then I said earlier, I said, I don't tell this joke anymore because I think everybody knows it, but I know better than that. I have known this joke since I was in high school. That's how old it is, and it's probably even older than that. Even if you know it, I'm going to tell it anyway. I apologize if you know it, but it's been so long since I told it. And I guess you roll through enough years, there are people who maybe haven't even heard it. I can't imagine it, but I'm sure there are. Two buddies, they're friends. They take a beach vacation together because, you know, two single guys, they want to meet women. So they go down to Panama City, down to the beach. And at the end of a couple of days, they're sitting in their condo, and the one guy says to his buddy, he said, I don't get it. He said, I watch you down on the beach, and all the chicks flock to you, man. I mean, look, I'm not ugly. I look at you. I look at me. We're about the same height. We both have dark hair, kind of the same haircut, same build. You get the women. I've seen it. Here I am. Standing alone, I look over at you, six or eight good-looking chicks around you. What am I doing wrong? He said, well, it's not, you're not doing anything wrong. It's what you're not doing that maybe you should start. And I'll tell you my secret. When I go out on the beach, you notice I wear Speedos. He goes, yeah, a little tight little swim trunks. Yeah, he says, but it's not just that. I shove a potato down in my Speedos. That's the secret. His buddy says, get out of here. You got to be kidding me. He said, no. Jam a potato down there. Watch what happens. So the next day, the friend goes out on the beach. And girls run from him. He's got the potato in his pants. They actually scream and run the other way. They don't flock to him. They're not attracted. So the end of the day, they go in the condo. He goes, I don't get it. I don't get it. I put the potato in my Speedos, and not only did they not come to me and were attracted to me, they ran from me. Some of them laughed. Some of them looked disgusted. He goes, hey, You're supposed to put the potato in the front.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Frank Lev.
I've got delays headed out of the city westbound Highway 64 now from Union Station out to a crash at Kings Highway. And last check, they were moving the fire engine out of the way, so it was we were down to just the right lane block westbound 64 at Kings Highway. But certainly delays there. Southbound 270 got a crash just after Manchester over on the right shoulder in the safety V. Southbound 270 pockets of volume now. Page 64, then again one at Doherty Ferry. And then again, approaching the Tease Road overpass. This accident's been here for a while. It's over on the right shoulder just south of the Tease Road overpass just before Highway 55. Westbound on Highway 44, heavy between Big Bend and the Soccer Park exit. Eastbound Highway 64, heavy between, looks like, Jefferson and the Poplar. Northbound on Highway 55, parked to the Poplar. Southbound 170, a few pockets approaching Brentwood. Then that left lane is heavy approaching Highway 64. Southbound on 170. Eastbound on 270, the normal delays. McDonald up through about Lindbergh. This update brought to you by Jack in the Box. Head to Jack in the Box for the loaded breakfast sandwich. It's a loaded breakfast in every bite with two freshly cracked eggs, ham, bacon, sausage, and melted cheese on toasty sourdough at participating restaurants. I'm Frank Ladd in the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
Live
and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-319-5269. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-319-5269. 1-800-319-5269.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-514-1933. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-514-1933. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-514-1933. That's 1-800-514-1933.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware in Webster Groves.
Isn't our store in Ladue?
Well, yes, but I bought Mac Hardware in Webster Groves.
When did this happen?
Well, Bob and Jim McGarriel called me in February to say they were ready to retire and ask if I was interested in buying Mac Hardware.
Sweet! Do we have grills in Webster?
Yes, we have Weber Grills and Smokin' Brothers Smokers.
What about screen repair?
Of course.
Valspar Paint?
We have Valspar Paint and Cabot Deck Stains.
Fun and friendly service from a knowledgeable staff?
It wouldn't be Schnars without it.
Well, I'm excited.
This means we have to change our tagline.
Will we actually have popcorn? Because it's a key element of the tagline.
I have ordered the popcorn machine, so it'll be there. Ready?
Yes.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
Now with two locations. Wow, it's weird saying that.
Really? Let me try. Now with two locations. Yes, that is different, but exciting, eh? So stop by and see us at 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue, or call us at 314-993-0910.
Or 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves, 314-961-4522.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
They're coming!
A serious environmental threat is closing in. It's the emerald ash borer, an exotic beetle whose larvae feed on and can kill your ash trees.
Save the trees!
It's been detected nearby, and without proper control, can devastate landscapes, causing millions of dollars of damage. The certified arborists at C&L Tree Service can provide effective treatment and prevention of the emerald ash borer infestation. Call them at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate and help save your trees from the emerald ash borer. Online at cnltreeservice.com.
Do you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Take down this number. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to Tax Admiral, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call to see if you qualify. 800-477-1993. 800-477-1993. 800-477-1993.
He's not in a dirty old town. He's out in Palm Springs, California. He's Mike Evans, and he's ready with the Hollywood scoopage. But you need to know who it is that makes his segment possible every day, and that's Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You drive by Annie Gunn's right now, good luck finding a parking place. That is one busy restaurant, and for good reason. And next door is the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards, always a great idea. From Southern California, here's Mike Evans.
That's right, I'll give it in. That's right, you got to have it right on me, J-A-L-B.
9,000 homes threatened by that fire in Northern California, and they've already lost hundreds of homes and a couple of, like, 30,000 people evacuated. This is one big mess, that fire.
Not good, homie.
Not good.
Everybody gets something, though, homie.
Yeah, they do. You either get
remember the flood you guys had years ago?
93.
Nobody will ever forget it. You could either get floods or tornadoes or hurricanes or something, depending on where you live. The only people that don't really get anything are the people in Hawaii.
We just had a ways.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, hurricanes, too, sometimes.
Yeah, we've had hurricanes that have been pretty bad.
Not like they do in Florida, though. You get into central Hawaii, inland, I think it's about as perfect as it gets.
We gotta go, Hawaii!
Okay, I think everybody understood that clearly. What's going on?
Ponquist question, name the name of the actor who asked his wife to marry him after their second date. They were married 42 days after their first date. Ronnie Howard, Tom Hanks, Jay Leno, Robert Downey Jr. Let's take the time out, huh? Take out, take the time out, huh?
Yep.
How long was it from the time you met the long-suffering Mrs. Franco until you married?
I think a year and a half to 2 years.
Wow. And it's still going strong.
No, it's not strong. It's just still going.
It's not strong?
No, I don't think it is.
He says it isn't strong, baby.
Oh, that's a good thing. He stole that from me. Acting like he's with my wife.
Hey, man.
Yeah, no.
Love nuggets. Uh-oh. Sad note, Franco. It appears that Julia Roberts and husband Danny Motor are finally through.
How many men has she been through?
I don't know. Moving trucks at the house, moving all of his stuff out. They haven't been seen together in months, though.
Seriously, what does she have, like four or five?
Well, I love it.
At least four.
Turns out that nanny that split up Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner was engaged to another man the whole time she was canoodling with Ben.
Oops. Mm.
And it wasn't the first time that she's been involved in that kind of business.
Mm-mm.
Engaged to another guy when she was going out with another rich businessman.
Well, she's what we call loose.
As Gomer Pyle would say, shime, shime, shime.
It sounded just like
it. Yeah, it did.
Most ridiculous, uncomfortable, humiliating nugget of the day on the hideous television show, I Am Caitlin. I know that's one of your favorite shows.
I watched 10 minutes of it. I won't watch anymore.
Ex-wife Kris Jenner grills Caitlin, saying, how did you meet that girlfriend, Candy Kane, and what do you do when you're together alone?
I don't want to hear that.
Yuck. No need.
No.
Odds and ends, Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
Was denied entry into Canada and the Toronto Film Festival. Reason, Canada doesn't allow people in their country with multiple arrests. In fact, you can't get into Canada if you have a DUI in the United States.
That is correct. There's some people that I know in Detroit that have had DUIs and DWIs, and they will not let them in.
Won't let them in.
That's considered a felony. The first time that you get one in Canada is considered a felony.
Yeah, but you didn't get it in
San Francisco.
Canada.
They let murderers. It doesn't matter. They don't even live here.
Yeah, but you didn't get it in Canada.
It doesn't matter. They
doesn't
do
matter.
Not want.
You still got it. You're the one coming over. It doesn't make any difference where you got it. Everyone has the bad personality and the bad decision making.
That seems a bit harsh to me. Lots of people have gotten DUIs, DWIs, and aren't horrible people.
Almost sounds like somebody has a personal knowledge.
No, you'll never see me get a DWI. I don't drink enough to get a DWI. If you took all the liquor I've had my whole life and drank it at once, that won't be me. I just think that's awfully harsh.
Yeah.
A lot of good people.
I wish we would do something like that in this country instead of letting every Tom, Dick, murder, and Harry come in.
Well, we ought to be closer to what Canada's doing than what we're doing.
Pardon me?
I said we should be closer to doing something closer to what they're doing.
We agree with Franco.
All right, no politics. Keep it moving.
Magic Johnson, Samuel L. Jackson, best friends, and are going to be financing some films together.
Okay.
Magic Johnson, Samuel L. Jackson. Bruce Springsteen's daughter, Jessica, has a decent chance to make the American U.S. Olympic equestrian team. She's born to run, homie.
Let's see what he did.
Yes.
Horse reference.
Right out, homie?
Yeah.
Trying to take care of my business, trying to be entertaining. What the hell is that? Oh, it's a fax.
Sounds like machine. A vibrator.
That was a fax machine doing something. When Martha Stewart was at the U.S. Open, she was told, please keep her cell phone off, but she didn't. Kept talking on the phone. Finally, they asked her to leave.
So put her in prison.
Yeah, Canada put her in prison. Canada probably pulled her fingernails out.
I didn't realize Martina Hingis played in doubles and won. I didn't even know she was still playing.
I didn't either.
She's got to be old.
Well, her sister's older, Connie Lee Hingis.
Well, you worked that in pretty good, Franco.
Thank you.
You worked that in like a semi-truck backing into the back of a loading dock at a Dearborn supermarket.
What? Dearborn?
No, don't even...
Is this Dearborn?
No, keep it moving. No,
Dearburg.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Aye, Dan. Several of the Miss America contestants were asked if who they should vote for, who Americans should vote for president. I heard a bunch of them, and I wrote down my favorite. You ready?
Ready.
This American Miss America contestant said, quote, "I believe sometimes all the people, whenever, whatever, such as, need to elect the best person who has people's hearts in mind for important reasons."
That's a great answer.
Oh, it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Just a beautiful thing. Dayton history, Franco.
1 minute.
September 15th, following great TV show's debut, Columbo. That was a great show.
I interviewed him.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's still dead, by the way.
Yeah, but when I interviewed him...
here it comes.
I said, well, you're great as Columbo. Here's what he said.
Pardon me. Am I bothering you? Yeah. Am I bothering you
Peter
at
Falk,
all?
Peter Falk. That's him right there.
You just ruined my report.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't even...
Did that bother you?
He didn't answer the question.
That's enough,
he
Peter.
Just,
the other good TV show debuted on this date, The Lone Ranger. Don't do that, please. Clayton Moore, really a great guy.
30 seconds.
And finally. Call that professional, Franco! Name the name of the actor who asked his wife to marry him on their second date. They were married 42 days after their first date. Ronnie Howard, Tom Hanks, Jay Leno, Robert Downey Jr.
I'll go Jay Leno.
I'll say Tom Hanks.
Dan took mine. I'm going to stick with it anyway, Todd. Jay Leno.
The answer is Robert Downey Jr.
No!
Mike Evans, sir!
Anybody get it?
No.
That was Mike Evans. Drunker than normal.
Yes.
a little bit more lit up than he usually
what
is.
What do you mean, Franco?
Where are you going down to Dearborn?
That was actually a pretty good impression. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything, and they sell lots of gift cards, and that's a great, great idea. For anybody, for any reason, it doesn't have to be holidays. You want to get somebody's attention, get them a gift card. It's one that will not go unused, Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Nice note from Schaefer that I don't have a lot of time to read, but it just says, Mr. Pinion, I just want to let you know I'm at Schaefer Auto Body Center in O'Fallon, Illinois, right now, and I am thrilled because of their friendly service. My wife backed out of the driveway and thought she'd only scratched my car. Unfortunately, when I went to get into it, the front quarter panel was dented, obviously needed to be fixed. She suggested, see, this is interesting, his wife suggested she go somewhere local, someplace called Joe's Body Shop or something. I told her, I will take care of this, and it's going to Schaefer. That's a man that knows how to run the household. Has made an appointment. Amber took great care of me on the phone. Nice, pleasant. Showed up today to get the car looked at. Everybody is so nice and friendly. I've been taken really good care of by Stacy and Gary. Told them I'm here because I'm AM and the PM. Thank you for the recommendation. No, thank you, Andrew, from O'Fallon, Illinois. Another great Schaefer story. And, folks, they are still hiring technicians, painters, and estimators. If you're interested and you think you qualify, you might qualify, go to this website, SchaeferAutobody.com. That's S-C-H. AEFER, SchaeferAutobody.com. Click on About Us and then Careers. And there's the information about the jobs that are waiting for you at Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, they've cleared the accident westbound 64 at Kings Highway. Still surviving Kings Highway out to McCausland. And then again in a couple pockets approaching 270 out towards the Boone Bridge. Southbound on 270 thinning out. Headed towards Manchester Road. There was an accident over on the right shoulder at Manchester. Still working that accident southbound 270 at the Tease Road overpass just south of there over on the right shoulder. Heads a little tight headed on to southbound 55 from southbound 270. Southbound 170 beginning to thin out headed towards Highway 64. Eastbound 64 remains heavy headed towards the Hopewell Street Bridge from about Union Station now. This update brought to you by the Extra Temple Scanner Thermometer. The Extra Temple Scanner Thermometer, doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. I'm Frank Ladd in the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now more than ever, depend on it.
When your child is struggling to read, you can hear the frustration in their voice. As a parent, you feel helpless and discouraged.
Homework time was always a very stressful time for Eddie, not to mention us. It seemed every night he was going to bed in tears.
She would stumble on words. She would drop sentences, go down two sentences, come back, jump around. No matter what you did, it continued.
The USA Reading Clinic is looking for dedicated parents and kids who are committed to overcoming these challenges. Without the proper help, your child is at risk of being left behind. But with our proven technology, your child can flourish as a reader.
Eddie can now read, he's processing, he's understanding, and he's retaining. His grades are going up, too.
To find out if your child is eligible, call now for a free consultation. Space is limited. Call the USA Reading Clinic at 800-693-9329. That's 800-693-9329. 800-693-9329.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
She was amazing.
New information about a woman found dead just feet from a St. Louis street. What the family is saying about her tonight. A new report with a warning for St. Louis City and County why the regional fire department structure may be putting you at risk.
A brave little boy gets a big honor at his Metro East grade school. I'll explain.
But first at 6, St. Louis police are still looking for clues in what they call the suspicious death of a South City woman. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller. The woman's body was found on a busy street.